This is a Kaboom podcast production from BYU Radio.
Chesterton Franklin Washington Wardle III, Chess for short, was different. He was a genius, of course, and he knew it. He could understand everything, except for some of the most important things, like feelings.
Hold on there, Chesterton. It's gonna be okay.
He hoped if he could just learn enough, his mighty brain could make up for what his heart couldn't do. But he was running out of time. And now for chapter 17, The Bowling Ball of Doom.
Look at me, crying like a baby.
Credence.
Yes, honey?
What should I be feeling right now?
Well, everybody's different. You know, when someone we love dies, there's all kinds of feelings. Sadness, loneliness, worry.
I don't detect those sensations in myself in any great abundance. How do you know if you love someone?
Well, I guess you just sort of,
That's easy.
Hello, Pastor.
You know you love someone if you treat them right. You do what you can to understand them and to help them. That's what Jesus did. And from what I've seen, you loved your Uncle Bet very much.
I see. Well, I'll be closing my eyes for a little while. I need to get back to work.
Thank you, Pastor.
When are you going to call me Dan? No, don't answer that. Can you step outside here for a minute? Dr. Gomez called me down here. I think he's worried that Chess might not have much time left. But we've got another problem. A lot of people heard about Bet, and they're fed up, Credence. They're planning on marching to the barricades and forcing their way up the on-ramp to see whatever is up there. They're meeting at the church right now. I was hoping maybe you could go try and calm things down a little. Everybody knows they come to church to hear your choir and not my sermons.
I don't know about that, but I can definitely holler a lot louder than you can.
I'll come just as soon as I can. I'll let you know if there's any change in Chesterton.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Well, I guess Pastor Dan's not a complete dummy.
Mom, if we're going to save Chesterton and stop the bent man, we have to split up now.
Okay, you all get to the hospital, get the heart thing, and take it to Dr. Gomez. Stay together. I'll go to the ghost room and try and hide or destroy whatever it's looking for.
That's not going to work, Mom. You need us.
We've been to the ghost room. You haven't. And we've faced the bent man 3 times.
No, it's too dangerous.
Mom, everyone is counting on us.
He's coming!
And right then and there, Mom faced the toughest moment of her life. Tougher than her sister dying, tougher than childbirth, tougher than losing me and Dad. It didn't seem fair that the universe only gave her seconds to choose which kids to send into what dangers with life and death responsibilities on their shoulders. The world was supposed to be on her shoulders, not theirs, right?
It's too soon. It's too soon. God, what do I do? Orville, what do I do? I'm not brave enough for this.
But we are, Mom.
Raina, Bonzi, you're with me. Niels and Skinny, get the heart thing from the hospital and take it to Dr. Gomez at the clinic. Go!
Follow me, Mom.
Olympia, which way to the hospital?
Look out, joke boy!
Watch it, Skinny!
I thought you were Mr. Athlete. And listen, Gump, outperforming you on the racetrack.
Congratulations.
A beautiful white and metal building appeared around a bend in the cavern. Instead of rising up into the sky, it extended down along a cliff face. Its windows glinted reflections of the streetlights around it, but it was otherwise dark.
Welcome to Chiron Medical Center. The supplies you're looking for are in the cardiology storage area, level 38.
Skinny, wait! I think the door's locked. You okay? I don't think the power's on.
It's not funny.
Sorry.
Why didn't you tell me before?
I didn't notice until I saw the lights were off.
You know, I'm really getting tired of playing the comic relief to your hero act.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Ugh, whatever. Olympia, why won't this open?
Power to most buildings doesn't come on until milestone 2.
Why didn't you tell us?
Sorry.
Are there any other entrances?
None that will open.
Behold the ghost room.
Behind this door? Looks like the door to a big bank vault.
Yep.
Sounds kind of like the Rainbow Gate.
Nice, Mom. You're using the lingo in a slightly less newbie manner.
Well, who should go in?
We all go in. We need to stick together.
Mom, at least one of us needs to stay out here. Anyone who goes in will come out super woozy. That's not going to help us when a bent man shows up.
I'll go in. I'm more familiar with it since I've been in there before, and we'll need Bonzi to guide us out of here.
Oh, this is insane. Reyna will be right here.
Remember, you're looking for something round and metal that could go in the coil gun. Keep that thought in your head.
Okay.
Your caveman strength has its occasional uses.
I can't open it anymore.
That's why we use what's called a simple machine. And now, with the hoverboard jammed in the opening, we apply what's called leverage. Now heave-ho against that.
Skinny, you could help.
Oh, you're doing just fine. A little further. Handsomely now. Excellent. So, where's the elevator, Olympia?
I'm afraid you'll have to take the stairs. The storeroom you need is 38 floors down.
Is that all?
Maybe you should take a break first.
Worry about yourself.
You can wait here if you need to.
I'm fine.
Suit yourself.
No one's ever actually seen you read, so someone will need to be there to make sure you get the right thing.
You know, you've been a serious butthead for the last couple days.
At least it's not genetic.
Dude, what is your problem?
You are my problem, Jock Boy. You're an aberrant ingredient in an otherwise perfectly balanced meal. The 1952s probably could have solved all the mysteries if it wasn't for your plucky, also common sense.
Well, it's too late now. Here I am, and I've only got one number left, yours. Maybe it's 25 ways Skinny can be a jerk.
I know you cheated. There's no way an ignoramus like you could have guessed so quickly.
Maybe I was smart enough to find the right people to help me.
Who helped you? Was it Chess? He has a soft spot for plebeians. Was it Reyna? Tell me, was it Reyna?
Calm down, dude. Maybe it was Reyna.
You're lying. It's impossible. In fact, your entire existence is impossible. Your dad's a genius, Bonzi's a prodigy, even Val and your mom are smart. You were either adopted, dropped on your head as a baby, or the runt of the litter. The 1952s were just fine without you. Why are you so desperate to join the club, eh? It's pathetic. Could it be? Yes. Elementary, my dear Skinny. You're trying to please dear old dad. He likes smart kids, not dumb ones. I don't blame him. Well, I guess it doesn't matter now.
Don't talk about my dad that way. He's alive and we'll be together again. And my sister. But you're right, I am pathetic. I'm too dumb to hang out with you guys. Reyna didn't help me with the first two numbers. Bonzi did. If I was more like you, my dad probably would care more about me. Now let's go.
Reyna's been in there for over 15 minutes. Do you remember anything about this ball?
I don't know, Mom. A dream.
How long do you think we have?
You mean before the real-life nightmare monster shows up? A minute or two.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm going in there. Bonzi, I want you to go to the surface.
But Mom,
is there a route you can take that keeps you out of the Batman's way? Oh, Reyna!
You did it!
I did? What did I do?
You got the... whatever it is.
Oh, I guess I did. Reyna looked down at the object in her hands. It looked like a bowling ball out of a sci-fi movie, covered in sleek metal plating with greenish light streaming out of a pattern of glass grooves. Okay, so we have what the monster wants. You kids are amazing. I'll take it, Reyna.
Okay.
Whoa, kind of moves around. Bonzi, help her onto a hoverboard. Reyna, do you think you can ride?
Yeah, I think so. But...
what is it?
We have a big problem.
What?
I can't remember.
Olympia!
What can I do for you, Niels?
Get my mom or Bonzi or Reyna on the phone.
Sorry, no communications are permitted in or out of the area they're in.
Ugh. Skinny, do you think you can get the VAD up to Dr. Gomez and Chess?
What do you mean?
I'm going to go help my mom.
I think I'm having a little heart attack here. Do you think Chess would mind if I use his artificial heart for myself?
Can you do it?
Are you crazy? The Batman's headed to where they are.
I know.
I can't go with you.
You don't have to.
I know, but I can't go with you.
Because you're afraid?
You have that foolhardy je ne sais quoi that the ladies find so irresistible.
I don't understand. You're literally not even speaking English.
Reyna, you idiot! She likes you because you're brave, and I'm not!
She doesn't like me that way. She loves Chess.
Philia, the Greeks would say. Never mind. As we are on a climactic mission with emotions running high and death lurking around each corner, I will indulge in a stereotypical plot point and reveal something to you.
Okay. But hurry.
My parents are superheroes, as it were. Peak humans. Fearless. Dashing. They can pulverize anyone, and everyone adores them. Kind of like you. The dramatic irony isn't lost on you, is it?
I think I get it.
We'll never be friends, but at least we can be rivals who understand each other. Give me Chess's heart.
Are you sure you can make it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Good luck.
You'll need it more than I will.
Go, 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 go! Here it comes! Get to the surface! It's not chasing us!
Isn't that a good thing?
I'm sure it saw the ball. If it wanted it, it should be chasing us, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to need the bowling ball of doom.
It's going into the ghost room! Why would it go in there if we have the ball?
I remember what our big problem is now.
What?
There are hundreds of those balls in there!
What? Get to the surface, you two!
No way, Mom! We're staying with you!
Bonzi, please! Get to the surface! Reyna needs your help! I'll be right behind you!
Mom!
I love you!
Permutation 3042, applying Perlin noise reduction algorithm on the reverb and adjusting amplitude.
While Mom tried to deal with the bent man in the underground, Chesterton dealt with its scream. He heard something in it that no one else did.
Permutation 3044, modulating some of the spectral noises.
His computer could barely keep up with his brain as he worked the math, calculated, fed it instructions, and played the sound back over and over.
Interesting.
And then, he heard it.
And finally, let's try it backwards. Could someone please get me a piece of paper?
His heart is stopping. Get the defibrillator.
Dr. Gomez, could you please give me pen and paper?
Yes, Chess.
It's very important.
Get to the table.